Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. Are you ready to dedicate yourself as a holy vessel for our Lord and be set apart for Him? Or is there any sin or stronghold keeping you in bondage and preventing you from living the life our Lord sacrificed His own life for? God's promise of purification assures us that His grace and forgiveness can free us from sin and grant us the privilege of becoming holy vessels, instruments of light that bring glory to His holy name. But now let us bow before our Lord and offer the devotion of our hearts to Him. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God, You are almighty, merciful and faithful. We adore You and kneel before You, our Savior and Lord. Thank You for being willing to purify us, make us whole, and restore us to experience the fullness of Your grace, love, and mercy. Even when we sin, are weak, and don't know which step to take next, please purify our hearts, refine us, and make us holy vessels set apart for You. Let Your grace, forgiveness, and light shine in and through us. Today we declare that we submit every aspect of our lives to You. Jesus, make us new, white as snow, and shining as gold, all for Your glory. Amen. Our scripture for today is from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Here is Carly.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is crafted in, joined to Him by faith in Him as Saviour, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition have passed away. Behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life.
The hyssop plant is mentioned several times in the Bible, symbolizing purification and cleansing. In the Old Testament, it was used during the Passover to protect the Israelites from the final plague in Egypt, which is a symbol of protection and deliverance. It was also used as a ritual for the purification of lepers and those who had contact with the dead, emphasizing sanctification and restoration. In Psalm 51 verse 7, David refers to the hyssop in a plea for forgiveness and spiritual and moral cleansing. During Jesus' crucifixion in the New Testament, hyssop was used to offer Him vinegar, linking to themes of sacrifice, purification, and the fulfillment of prophecy. This symbolizes ultimate purification from sin through His sacrifice. We are by nature sinful and often fail to overcome our weaknesses, fears, challenges, and temptations. Yet, if we admit our need for God's grace and humbly ask for His forgiveness through repentance, He is always faithful, true to His own nature and promises, to forgive us. He will bring a deep cleansing of anything not in line with His will and purpose and guide us towards the right path. So let us be determined this week to put our faith in Jesus. Be set apart for our Lord and ask God to refine us. So now, let us come before our Lord as honestly as we can. In Luke 4:18, we read, He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free. What is holding you captive, preventing you from seeing or oppressing you from experiencing the fullness of the life our Lord has given you? And then in Luke 17:33, Jesus encourages us that those who seek to save their lives will ultimately lose it through death. On the other hand, those who lose their lives in this world will keep it and be saved from the consequence of sin and separation from God. In Matthew 16:24, He also said, If anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself, set aside selfish interests, and take up his cross, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come and follow me, believing in me, conforming to my example in living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me. Are you willing to die to self and surrender all to our Heavenly Father by letting go of your own plans, your own desires for control, and your self-righteousness? Would you be willing to become a holy vessel for God's kingdom by prioritizing His will over your own interests? Take a moment to reflect on what you need to confess and ask forgiveness for. And then may we never forget, just like the hyssop plant was used as a symbol of cleansing in the Bible, God offers each of us an opportunity to be cleansed of our sins, to be made holy, and to be set apart for Him. It is also a reminder that He can use everything, even our mistakes and missteps, for our good and His glory. Are you willing to step into the new life God desires for you? Are you ready to affirm the words of Galatians 2 verse 20 along with Paul, stating that, "I have been crucified with Christ, that is, in Him I have shared His crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith, by adhering to, relying on, and completely trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me." May our hearts and lives truly burn like a fire that ignites a revival for our Lord. And may we choose to be holy vessels, set apart and ready to do God's will, all for His glory. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Father God, we have heard that You want us to be clean vessels, and we pray and ask that You will indeed work in our hearts so that we can, in a new way, understand what Your Son did on the cross for us, that the blood of Jesus Christ, Your only begotten Son, has been, Lord, to cleanse us, to purify us, Lord, for a purpose, and to bring You glory and honor and to be part of Your family. Lord, You are holy, and as You are holy, Father, You tell us and remind us that without holiness, no one will see the Lord. And so, Father, will You be at work in our hearts and minds? And I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.